This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida traveled Tuesday to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support that came as Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kishida began a surprise visit to Ukraine early Tuesday, hours after Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in neighboring Russia for a three-day visit. The dueling summits come as the longtime rivals are on diplomatic offensives. Kishida's surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian President Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Kishida, who's chairing the Group of Seven summit in May, is the only G7 leader who hasn't visited Ukraine and was under pressure to do so at home. He's expected to offer continuing support for Ukraine when he meets with Zelensky. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dr. Shuko University professor and expert on defense and security, Heigo Saito, told the Associated Press the visiting Chinese and Japanese leaders, though visiting different sides in the Ukraine conflict, might be working for the same result.
Contrary to conventional wisdom, Japan and China share the same idea or same value that use of nuclear weapons is not permissible. And I think the Chinese president clearly stated that the Russia-Ukraine war must end in peace. And Japan's prime minister also emphasized that the war in Ukraine must end in the manner which is preferable for the preferable to follow the international norms, which is one that abided by the international law. So in that sense, the Chinese leaders and Japanese leaders are presenting the same message.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A grand jury in New York City appears to be near to finishing its work investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump over a hush money payment to a porn star. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in Manhattan dropped off barricades yesterday, making preparations as a grand jury shrouded in secrecy draws closer to a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump. Trump claimed over the weekend he expected to face criminal charges and urged supporters to protest his possible arrest. But reporters appeared to outnumber protesters at a pro-Trump gathering yesterday, where the AP spoke with Gavin Wax with the New York Young Republican Club.
This has never happened before. This is unprecedented.
AP correspondent Mike Balsamo explains that this is the state investigation after the federal probe that landed Michael Cohen in prison.
There is a legal theory being explored in New York, looking at whether or not the violation of campaign finance laws could also be applied as a state offense. If that indeed is the case, it could increase the penalty from making it from a misdemeanor into a felony.
I'm Jennifer King.
A top United Nations panel of scientists said Monday that humanity still has a chance, close to the last one, to prevent the worst of climate change's future harms. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, saving the world would require quickly slashing carbon pollution and fossil fuel use 60% by the year 2035. The United Nations chief said it more bluntly, calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration and rich countries quitting coal, oil, and gas use by the year 2040. This is likely the last warning the IPCC will be able to make about the 1.5 mark, because their next set of reports will likely come after Earth has either breached the mark or locked into exceeding it soon. That's according to several scientists, including the report authors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A pro-democracy Hong Kong activist was arrested Tuesday, just months after he was released from prison for violating the city's draconian national security law. The Reuters news agency cites witnesses who say 71-year-old Albert Ho was handcuffed and taken away from his home in a vehicle. Albert Ho was once led the pro-democracy Hong Kong Alliance before he was arrested in 2021 and charged with inciting subversion. He spent more than a year in jail before he was released last August for medical treatment, Reuters reports. The French news agency Agence France-Presse says it learned from anonymous sources that Ho was arrested and charged for allegedly interfering with witnesses while on bail. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer.